today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Some of us are still carrying baggage from our past, and everything that happens now, we filter it through what we went through. We need somebody to help us to offload that. Peter said it like this: cast your cares, your previous hurts, the thing that hurt you decades ago, on Jesus, for he knows how to handle it. Offload the weight. Sometimes just talking to a therapist like the Holy Spirit. Guess what? Holy Spirit is in you. So he wants you not to be a therapist, but maybe a guidance counselor to say, come out this way.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Position for the Promise series. Join us for the message, Mentors and Role Models for the Promise.
Why in the world would you still be dealing with only AOL.com because you know it and you're not trying to grasp something new and everybody in the world is flowing with it? Young people are dating, creating Google Docs, and they'll go in and tap something in that document, and the other person around the world can read it, and they say, you know what? What do you want to eat tonight? Bah, bah, bah. I want to eat something different. Bah, 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 bah. They keep tapping it in there, and it always makes adjustments in real time. So if you don't know about that, you're still dealing with AOL, or I got to fax you something when we have text? Why wouldn't the church get mentored in doing something new? Why would you say, I don't like that email stuff? Really? But you want money. If you're in real estate, you got to grow. The young people that are coming up now that I saw in Tallahassee, that's 22, 23, 24 years old, they are letting go of what's old and they're embracing something that's new. Guess what? They're sitting in restaurants, crossing their legs, and they're not speaking Ebonics. I ain't got no nothing, never mind. Triple negatives. They're speaking the King's English properly. They're not going to come to a church that's not progressive. I can't get no help up in here. They're not coming to people that's singing, well, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can change anybody. We got to be moving forward. I've been saying it for years. We need to have new systems. The reason why you angry and got a bad attitude, because you're not growing. You start growing, things get more exciting to you. And that's why we need mentorships. Let's talk about role models. A role model is an individual whose example is looked up to. If you're a role model, the Bible, this is the definition. You become an example that others look up to. Role model is not just a partner, but someone that you look up to. And people would imitate your actions or your flow. That's a role model. I'm decreeing to you that we need more mentors and role models. R-O-L-E in the kingdom of God. People who others are looking up to and they imitate. Paul said, be imitators of me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. If you've been in church for a while, to even say that is intimidating because a lot of people can't handle others imitating them. As soon as someone starts imitating your move and flow, if you're not careful, you start saying, wow, I got a little influence, and you become Luciferic. Lucifer, created as the largest, the most brightest archangel, as soon as he got a little influence in the worship up in heaven, he starts saying, wow, 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 look how they look at me. They're applauding me. They're making sure that I'm visible. Wow, I'm able to spin off the presence of God. I will exalt my throne. I will go into the heights. I will be like the Most High. And that's what happens. Lucifer downloads himself into us. Why do I need to hear that? I'm tired of that. I'm tired of this. They're too slow. If I was king, here comes Absalom, I would do it different. Oh, let me tell you something that I know about them, because I'm Ahithophel. I know all of their secrets. Oh, Judas, I'll trade them out if you give me some money. You don't have to run down Judas, Ahithophel, Absalom, or Lucifer. They hang themselves. Once Lucifer did that, the Bible says he hung himself and he was cast out by Michael the archangel. Ahithophel, after he found out that Absalom didn't take his counsel, he went home and hung himself. Read it in the text. Absalom had long hair, riding on a mule, and got his hair hung up in a tree. And Joab pierced him with some sharp knives or with some arrows. And Judas, after he betrayed Jesus, he became so sorrowful that he hung himself. And when he hung himself, his bowels gushed out. You don't have to run down anybody like that. They will always hang themselves. So don't get in no conversation about those kinds of things. Let's move forward in the things of God. We need role models. When people look up to you, always cast the glory on the Lord. When people start calling your name, say, I give God praise and glory, and I'll stay humble with the Lord. When worship time comes, people who worship can't stay in that state of pride, because what pride won't let you worship. And so when people start calling your name, you should be praying more. God, don't let me take your glory. God, I pass it back on to you. You've been too good to me for me to take any glory for the things you've done. I was tore up from the floor up. I had every kind of malady you could believe. My mind was messed up. I needed to be renewed. I didn't know who I was before you. I was walking around talking about what I did. But I got a little sick one day and realized, Father, if you don't keep this body will go back to the dust. I give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you've done in my life through all of last year, and you're starting off this year good. I don't know what I'm going to do next month. I don't know what I'm going to do in the third month. I don't know what's going to happen in the fourth month, but I know this. I'm in your hands, and I give you praise for all that you've done. God, I give you the glory. You brought me before these people. You pulled me out of the sheepfold. You put a kingly anointing on me. Nobody can tell me that I'm all that and a bag of chips and a knee-high drink and a peanut butter cookie. I know who I am. I'm nothing without you. Man is unfruitful without you. I can't produce no fruit, can't do nothing else. I don't even know what's going on in my life. I don't even know what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was doing yesterday, but you brought me out. You gave me the wisdom. You are moving. Never gonna say I'm gonna say us. I'm gonna say we. I'm gonna say God is doing it all. Can somebody say amen? We're the role model that's demonstrating the character of Jesus. Doing what Jesus, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Thank you, Lord. Mentors are entrusted individuals. Are entrusted individuals. And if I entrust you with a key to this building, you must become a caretaker of the trust. Let me say it again. If I entrust you with a key to this building, you must become a caretaker of the trust, which means once you have access, you're going to make sure all doors are locked when you leave. You're not just going to leave and not check doors and not become security minded, because you must become a caretaker of the trust that was entrusted in you. There's power in key. And Jesus even said, I give you keys of the kingdom. What he didn't say is that you should be a caretaker of the trust that he put in you. If you have the power to unlock things or to lock them up, how are you handling that? Come on, praise break. Amen. Amen. Devil not going to take this message. You're not going to mess with my voice. I got the Holy Ghost on this one. Can somebody say amen? Try to take my voice when I'm talking about entrusting you with keys. If you got a key to unlock a young person, you going to lock them up? Or you going to unlock them and train them how to handle that liberty? You going to say something to somebody when you have an opportunity to encourage them to cut down momentum? Or are you going to pick it up and help to shape their attitude? I'm not playing it safe. Sometimes I allow people to run out a little ahead of me, but it doesn't mean I don't know what I'm doing. I would much rather pull your coattail than try to keep you so motivated because you don't want to step on nobody's toes and keep you so motivated. You never ruffle any feathers at all. I would much rather say, I like what you're doing, but your attitude is a little off. Try to pace yourself with me versus trying to get you so motivated and you don't know what to do. And we're trying to get you to get involved all of the time. Come on, man. This is your season. Come on, girl, we need you on the team as a role model. Entrusted individuals. Watch this with not only head knowledge, but with experience. Everything that you went through can be an asset to you if you learn how to work it. Even past failures can become stepping stones for others. No young person should be alienated or felt like they can't be a good Christian because we're such good Christians. Nobody coming into the kingdom should ever feel like they can't be a part of the kingdom because we're so holy. We can't identify with what they came out of. Maybe they got tattoos from their toes to their neck and you don't have one, but you should look at all of the tattoos you got on the inside because you've been tattooed up. I can tell how you walk. If we could take you from the inside out and just show the world, everybody be shocked. You're looking at what they put on themselves, but yours are hidden. Nobody should be putting down anybody when they come to Jesus because he loves everybody. Where are the role models? Well, the mentors that have some experience. I'm able to tell a young man, don't do that. Never let them see what's in your face. He changes immediately. The next office he goes in, the doors open up. Abatha, be open. He caught it. He got an understanding. And I say, and there's going to come another young man in your life like I was able to share with you. I want you to give them the same grace. I want you to give them the same grace that was given you. Tell them of this experience. Tell them that you can do it a better way. Stop being an angry black man talking about police officers and what you don't like about authority. You can't say that with me. I like the police. You move them out of our city in one day, you'll see survival of the fittest. Neighbor against neighbor. Glory to God. Then I got to pull out my bazookas and all of the stuff, my whole arsenal, just to protect my properties. And you wouldn't like me. Thank God for the police. John concludes the 15th chapter with verse 26. When the counselor comes. This is the fruit chapter, but when the counselor comes, he's going to unveil what I'm trying to teach you about a vine. Guess what? The counselor is here. I want you to think about a therapist, a guidance counselor. That's what Holy Ghost is to us. A counselor, a therapist. How many of you know some of us need some therapy? Y'all not going to say nothing, but I'm saying it for you. We need some therapy. Some of us are still carrying baggage from our past, and everything that happens now, we filter it through what we went through. We need somebody to help us to offload that. Peter said it like this, cast your cares, your previous hurts, the thing that hurt you decades ago on Jesus, for he knows how to handle it. Offload the weight. And sometimes just talking to a therapist like the Holy Spirit. Guess what? Holy Spirit is in you. So he wants you not to be a therapist, but maybe a guidance counselor to say, come out this way as a role model, showing or demonstrating the kind of character that you have through your experience, even your failures. You're welcome here if you fail. You're welcome here. As long as you're trying to straighten it up. You're welcome here. I can use you. I tell you, I have an anointing to restore the fallen. They may not want you on their team, but you join this one, I can work with you. I'm going to put you through the grind. I'm not taking no shorts from you, and you're not going to make no excuse because you got a bad attitude. Get that straight. You want to work on this team, I welcome you on the team, but I'm taking you through some obstacle courses so you can check your emotions. I don't care how long you've been saved. You join this team, you're going to get yourself together and sit your behind down and let God cover you. They don't like me, but I'm preaching it anyway. The NIV calls him the counselor. The New King James says, but when the helper comes, helper or the partner comes, when the partner shows up, my partner in life, can you be a partner? Holy Spirit is there. Can you be someone's partner? Sonia and Diane, partners, not in crime. Partners in Christ, not in crime. In Christ, that's good. Now, Sonia comes out of the South. What I mean by that, out of Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach area, am I correct? Fort Lauderdale, and you met her when you got here, or did you know her before you got here? Truth revealed. Now look at them. They're like partners in Christ, right? Like sisters. Don't you know God wants you to hook up with somebody in your church like that? Amen. Belonging, connecting. Belonging, connecting. Say it with me. Belonging, I'm going over here. Belonging or connecting. Say it with me. Connecting. This is where we are as a church. We have not mastered that. I'm not going to try to divide these two if they belong and they connect. Like they may have some type of association that may turn around and bite me. No, I want you to get a sense of belonging and connecting. And anybody that's fighting belonging and connecting, even if they're leaders, don't understand the season that we're in. Because the helper comes as a partner. He's always looking for others to join the team. Glory to God. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. I know you were hurt and you like to protect yours, but if you're going to be a team player, you got to welcome a Jordan. You got to welcome, Bulls got to welcome a Jordan, even though he's young. He's never won a game. He don't know what, you don't know what time it is. He's a little cocky. You got to let him come on the team and start working with y'all, right? You got to let him work with you. He's going to be a little arrogant, think he knows it all, but guess what? He's popping some, he's running up the game. He's doing some stuff that I haven't seen a young person do. And we can mentor him a little bit and get his attitude right, because he may be one of the greatest, but we need to let him join and connect and belong. And maybe he's going to tell us things that we never heard before. Like, you don't have a good work ethic. You can shoot, but you only shoot with your right hand. You haven't practiced with your left. It may take a Jordan, the one that just got on the team, to tell you that, because everybody else is afraid of you. That belonging, you don't hear me preach it all year. That belonging, people need to feel like they belong. I want you on my team. I want every single one of you. Get your attitude, check it at the door. But I want you. I don't like your attitude. But check your attitude. I want you. I want your sloppiness and all of it. I can help prepare that. We can work with it. The Lord can work with it. I can deal with all of that stuff, but I want you. God sent you here for a certain reason, and we won't know it until you belong and connect. Guess what? The enemy don't want you to get either one. He doesn't want a Diane to connect with a Sonia. Because if they ever connect, there's some things that Sonia has that can help Diane. And there's some things that Diane has that can really enhance Sonia. that you're not going to get while you're alone. That's why when the helper comes, when the helper, when the partner comes, and we need models of partnership. We need mentors of partnership. The Message Bible says like this, when the friend comes, they'll put it on the screen, they're working with me, they'll put it up, this is the Message Bible, when the friend comes, I plan to sin. The friend, come on, work with me. The friend, what do you mean friend? Colleague. You mean the Holy Spirit can be like a colleague to you? A colleague? Real friend? Friends don't tear you down. How many of you know we got people in the church will though, right? But that's not the one you're supposed to show. You don't back away from the whole church because somebody told you now. Holy Spirit is your friend. You don't back away from him, right? Because somebody tore you down. You don't back away from your church, his system, because someone get the right person in your life. Do we have any models? Any role models for friendship? What a real friend does? When something catches on fire, real friends find you. They don't sit there and start critiquing. They find you. I want you to see my face. I can't say nothing, but I want you to see my face. They don't allow offense to draw you them away from you when you're going through your worst time, or use it to say, I knew something was going to happen. Real friends stick closer than your own family members. It says closer than a brother. And if you want to see how well your friendship pool is, next time you go through stuff and they know it, see who calls and who shows up. I ain't talking about who you call. I say who comes to you. Who checks on you? Who makes sure you're safe? You'll begin to see the higher you grow, higher you go, the deeper you grow, the less friends you'll find. And then the New Living Translation says it like this, but I will send you the advocate. The advocate, the supporter, which I shared with you. I went to Tallahassee as an advocate for Brevard Family Partnerships to speak on their behalf. Do you have anybody that advocates for you? That even when you mess up or your tongue is tied, they say that's not what they meant. I know this person. They didn't mean that. I believe this is what they're trying to say. Or did you know that they just had a failure or an issue that they went through and may have affected their judgment? That's not what they meant. Is everybody here? Y'all looking at me, what? We here? Do you have anybody that speaks up for you? I'm usually pouring, right? I pour, others get filled, right? I have to find a place where I can be poured into, because I'm the one that pours here, right? Who advocates for me? You want somebody to advocate for you? Who says I'm standing with him, whatever he does, whatever he says in righteousness, I'm with it. I may not agree with it, but I know the man. We're the role models. You've been running for Jesus a long time. There's a place we should be in terms of tolerance and growth and development. My mother and father would say when I was 5 years old, this thing I've learned, things that I don't do that I learned about and things that I do. But I thank God for the experience. Glory to God. I want to help many peoples grow in the things of God as a result of it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, Mentors and Role Models for the Promise, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-3011. That's reference number 2201-3011. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
Thrive Youth Ministry will host a movie night that will feature Overcomer on Friday, April 15th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. All middle and high school students are invited to bring their friends to fellowship and watch the movie. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app. Relentless Prayer Ministry will meet virtually using Google Meet on Friday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m. In-person corporate prayer will be held on the third Friday of each month, beginning this Friday, April 15th at 7 p.m. You will still have the option to participate virtually by phone or video. For more details, head over to the Truth Reveal mobile app and check out the upcoming events tab.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fish and Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Trials of the age, and I will sing.